All praise and thanks is due to Allah, Pak, my beloved brothers, who by His infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah Pak keep us with Iman. May Allah Pak take us with Iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah Pak resurrect us with Iman. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made us in the ummah of His most beloved, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, my beloved brothers, no matter who we are, no matter what we got, no matter what our age is, all of us have been sent to this world to leave this world. Young and old, rich and poor, my beloved brothers, the reality of this life is that we have been sent to this world to leave this world. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever said, my beloved brothers, a businessman is intelligent. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said a president is intelligent. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said an accountant is intelligent. Nor did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say an alim is intelligent. But Janabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that one who prepares for his death and remembers his death, he is intelligent. The real thing, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, no matter who we are, no matter what we got, no matter our ability, our capability, but this is one thing, my beloved brothers, is all of us have been sent to leave this world. And our preparation, my beloved brothers, that man is more fortunate who prepares for that place which is forever, my beloved. That's our real, my beloved. Allahu Akbar, every one of us, the real day, my beloved brothers, the real day that counts in our life is that moment when we leave this world. Then, my beloved, then a man truly knows whether he's successful or not. No matter how much you did for deen, if at that point in time when a man leaves this world, he's not given the tawfiq of kalima, what is his end? Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, it is said prior to his death, my beloved brothers, his son took his head and put it in his lap. So Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu started crying and he said, oh my son, this head is not fit for your lap. Then he said, my son, go to the haram and see if the people are happy that today a bad man is leaving this world. Then Allah will treat me how my companions feel about me. And he said, go to the haram and you see people are sad and they are crying that today a good man has passed away. Then Allah will treat me how my companions feel about me. His son went to the haram and he saw the people crying that Khalifatul Muslimin has, the Imam of the Ummah has passed away. But that didn't satisfy him. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu walked in and he said, oh Umar, Janabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this about you. Something to this effect, that if you walk on the right, shaitan walks on the left. When you will go in the cover and you'll be asked, when you'll be asked, you will ask. And Allahu Akbar, he told him so many virtues that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are berated about him and told about him. He said, oh Abbas, if you are prepared on the day of Qiyamah to stand in front of Allah and give me this guarantee, then I'll be satisfied. Then he said, oh Nabi, oh my son, Allahu Akbar, the elders say probably the greatest qurbani that ever took place in deen was from Aisha radiallahu anha. He said, go to Aisha radiallahu anha and ask her, is she ready to sacrifice her sleeping place, that is the cover of hers, and give me that sleeping place so I can be besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anha. Say, the son went and he asked, and Aisha radiallahu anha gave that place where she was prepared to go with the awam in Baqi, Jannatul Baqi, and give that place to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anha. Our elders say probably this is one of the greatest sacrifices ever in deen. Beloved friends and elders, it is a reality. Today we stay, I'm standing in front of you listening. Tomorrow we don't know who'll be here, who'll be there, who'll be where. We have to face up to this reality. Say, intelligent is that one who keeps death in front of him and lives this life. Uwais Karni rahmatullah Ali came to Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajh gave him a bag of gold coins or whatever. He took one, he put it in his pocket. He said, this is enough. As far as today, I know I'm going to live, but for the rest, I don't know whether I'll be living. So what I need for today, that is all. Beloved friends and elders, the akhirat is the real place. Dunya is nothing, my beloved. Dunya is nothing. They say, well, they say, dunya is like a dream. A man had a good dream, he wakes up, he says, oh, I'm still in this dunya. A man has a bad dream, he wakes up, he says, Allah shukar. That's all. That day of Qiyamah, Allahu Akbar. That day when a man leaves, when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving this dunya, it is said he had a cup of water in which he was dipping his fingers, because it is said at the time of Sakrat, imagine Sakrat was difficult on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at that time the angel of death, we hear from Ulama Ikram, said that, O Nabi Allah, Allah has made your death easy, but your ummah will be very difficult. Say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Allah, make my death difficult so my ummah's death can be easy. We have to face up, my beloved. We have to face reality. We have to face reality. Next month's wages is too far away. The guarantee of going home is too far away. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee in this life. One sahaba comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, what is the guarantee of life? One sahaba says, if you read this namaz, you got no guarantee that you'll read the next. One sahaba says, if you start the namaz, you got no guarantee that you'll end it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you make one salam, you don't know whether you'll see the next. That is something no wealth can buy, no ability can buy, no capabilities can buy. Haji sahab say, what? All the heart specialists of the world had a meeting. And the chairman of the heart specialist, probably the most learned, he had a heart attack and nobody else could help him. A king with all his pomp and show, ready for this occasion. Allahu Akbar, they bring the clothes or the thobs or the robes in front of him. Looks at one, discards it. Looks at another, discards it. Goes on like that for 20. And eventually chooses one and he says, this is the thob that I'll wear today. I'm going on a procession. Then he looks at those Arabian stallions, one after another, one after another, one after another. Passes probably 20, 30. And eventually chooses the one of his like. And he mounts that horse. And he's going with this procession. Allahu Akbar, and an old man rushes towards him. And he says, can I have a word with you? Lower your ear. He says, no, I'm in a procession, I can't. The man's voice turns stern and he says, lower your ear. And he tells him, I'm Malakul Maut. He says, just give me respite so that I can return from my procession. He says, it's over, my brother, it's over. And the next thing, like a piece of log falls from that horse, like a log, a piece of wood falls from that horse and his life is over. Friends, we have to, my beloved brothers and elders, death is the only reality. Now one of our brothers says, Allahu Akbar, one king asked a person, he said, I want to ask you three questions. If you answer correctly, half my kingdom is yours. And if you can't answer me, then your head is going or you'll be dismissed. So he thought, he said, okay, let's take the chance. So he asked him, what is the greatest truth? Then he asked him, what is the greatest deception? And then he asked him, what is an object? So he gave him time. He said, go around, find out, look, ask the people. So he went around one person to another, one person to another. After many days, hopeless, he's lying in the jungle. Nobody can assist him. And as he's lying down there in the jungle, a person comes to him. And he says, son, you look very worried. What is it? So he tells him, I don't think you can help me, man. He says, why don't you try? You won't lose anything. So he says, all right, tell me what's the greatest truth. Al-mawtu haqq. Tell him, easy, death is the greatest truth. He said, what's the greatest deception? He said, you, yesterday you were the king's right-hand man, today you're a pauper. Isn't that deception? What is dunya after all? He said, dunya is the, what? It's exactly like a prostitute. Today she's with him and the next day she's with somebody else. Nobody got guarantee on this dunya. The rich today, poor tomorrow. Poor today, rich tomorrow. Healthy today, sickly tomorrow. Allahu Akbar, what is not written can never come to you. What is written for you, nobody can take it away from you. This is dunya. He said, what is an object? He said, no, that we can't tell you. It's very difficult. He said, what you mean? He said, I got a dog. You got to share the meal with the dog. He said, what you mean? He said, in the same bowl or vessel or whatever it is, you got to eat with the dog. He said, no, I'm not prepared to. Then he realized my head is at stake or half the kingdom is at stake. He says, no, I'll do it. So he put the bowl down. He closed his eyes. The man caught him on the shoulder. He said, that is an object. When a man's got an object in front of him, There's nothing that can stop that man from that object. So my beloved brothers, Allah Pak has sent us. Allah has selected us. Allah has chosen us to remind the whole of mankind that we are going to die.
that we are going to meet Allah. Allah has sent us for this. Allah has selected us for this. Allah has chosen us for this. Allah has taken us out for this. To take this mankind feel that wallah, this world is worth nothing. This world can't benefit you. This world can't harm you. This world can't bless you. This world can't do anything. Allahu Akbar, this whole world is nothing. The riches of this world is nothing. Allah can change gold into dust, dust into gold. This is Allah. Allah can do what He likes. Allah can make the leaders black. Allah can make the leaders white. Allah does what He likes. Respect is from Allah. Honor is from Allah. Dignity is from Allah. Life is from Allah. Death is from Allah. Health is from Allah. Sickness is from Allah. Kindness from Allah. Respect. Allahu Akbar. What is there that is not from Allah? We have been sent, we have been selected to take this whole man out of this deception. To take this whole man, Allahu Akbar, from believing that this world is real. That my job is real and my shop is real. And I am real and I am doing and I am providing and I am sustaining. Allahu Akbar, our elders say, my beloved brothers, the most harmful, Allahu Akbar, our elders say, outside a man builds a beautiful building. Inside his heart he is building the yaqeen of that building. They say on the day of Qiyamah, that yaqeen, that building will pop out from his heart. What a man believes in, he goes out for it. There's no night for him, there's no day for him. Once in Pakistan, a person was working for Habib Bank. After a few years, he was dismissed. So he asked for, after he was dismissed, that man made an intention. His object was that I'm going to become Habib Bank's number one competitor. It is said in a short while, after 1 year, his wife asked him for a divorce. So they came to the court. So the divorce was granted. So he asked the judge, he said, I'd like to say something. So the judge said, go ahead. So he told the judge, he said, that man in fulfilling his object hasn't got time for himself. Where has he got time for his wife? He said, today anywhere in the world if you go, you'll see Habib Bank, you'll see United Bank. He said, it is Allah's system that when a person makes anything his object, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for him. Imagine the most hated thing in the sight of Allah, interest. That man made the decision in his heart, Allah made that easy for him. My beloved brothers, if we make this intention in our heart, our Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah Rabbul Izzat has sent us, selected us, chosen us, for what? For the hidayat of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Allah, this is our only job on earth. We are not shopkeepers, we are not accountants, we are not lawyers, we are not doctors. It is very low for a Muslim to think that I'm a shopkeeper. Our elders say, what? This is a very big Muslim, this is a very big shopkeeper, is a Muslim. Hi.